introduce once again my co-boys, Matthew Easdale.
What's up?
And David Lake.
Howdy.
And I'm your host, boy, Harrison Cordell. Right, weird podcast intro done. So, Matt, what have you been up to?
Homework. And still trying to get through Red Dead. It's been like 4 months.
Red Dead yet?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, like,
it's all a big boy.
It is. It's long. But also, it helps lengthen the experience if there's like a giant chunk in the middle of it where you just don't play it at all because you're busy doing school.
That's true.
That's true.
That's realism.
I mean, that's what the Old West was in a way.
Exactly.
Had to get your schooling for like maybe a year.
Yeah.
Probably less. It was America after all.
You all know a fun fact about the Wild West.
Yeah.
The kind of narrative in like the public eye that like, especially in like the Southwest, that like the West as we know it today in like California and Arizona wasn't necessarily built by like the lone cowboy kind of thing. It was more built by prostitutes in the federal government.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because...
yeah, a few towns were actually governed by, you know, prostitutes.
Exactly.
Because that's where all the money went.
Mm-hmm. And then...
what play prostitutes?
Large populations couldn't be supported without huge water projects like the Hoover Dam, which were built with federal money.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So, yeah.
Whenever your racist uncle is like, the West was built by whites, you can say, no, it's built by prostitutes in the federal government. And he'll probably hate that.
White prostitutes. Yeah. That's what's important here.
Well, yeah, thanks for listening to the Prostitute Cast this week. We've been us, yeah.
I feel like we don't talk about prostitution enough on this podcast.
I feel like America's too afraid, you know?
Yeah.
Like only Vegas.
I feel like we're pretty familiar with that.
Yeah?
I don't know. Maybe not here.
I mean, other than it's mostly illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not legal yet, but, you know, I will be.
That's true. One day.
Probably have to do a research project.
We'll do a podcast with some prostitutes.
Yeah.
I don't think I have the money for that.
Oh, don't worry. I'll just become a prostitute.
Yeah, get it done.
That's fair.
Business is kind of slow.
Be
not
honest.
Not a lot of demand for...
come on, customer zero.
Yeah, not a lot.
All the advertising hasn't been working.
That's okay.
I took out an ad on the side of a bus.
That's my life savings.
Yeah. I mean, I take up an ad on the side of a bus. That's a common place for stopping, if you know what I mean. Bus stops.
Oh, I know.
They're very valuable service. I'm going to have to get a bus pass for when I go to LB next year.
Lib.
Speaking of next year.
Use your ID.
Yeah, that's right.
Star Wars Celebration is happening. Talking about all the stuff happening this year and the next year.
We're talking about like, the new
We usually
trailer.
Talk about... one news story, but I'm going to break it a little bit because I want to dive into the Star Wars stuff.
Okay.
You know, being that, you know, it's one of the bigger brands of the mouse.
That's true.
You guys see any trailers for the Star Wars Episode 9?
I saw the...
The Skywalker Rises?
I think I saw the one.
Hate that title.
I actually did not see it.
No?
I've been
behind. Saw it on Reddit.
Yeah,
the trailer's good enough. Like, it looks good.
Yeah.
But is it going to be good? That's the question. Rise of Skywalker, incredibly bad name.
Well, I feel like the beating the last episode won't be too hard, so.
That's true. That,
exactly.
That is a low bar.
Here's
the thing I'll give to Episode 8, even though the dialogue's bad and the themes are all over the place. You know, it looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Had some good action. And it had, like, a really good resolution, like, so much so that I didn't want to see another Star Wars movie. Because, like, yeah, it felt very bleak and hopeless, but also, like, Leia's still alive. Which didn't really pan out.
I just didn't like the whole scene of Leia almost getting killed, though. That was like a weird floaty scene.
Yeah. I feel like they should have just
killed that's because there wasn't any
either
gravity.
Either they kill her off or they just let her be. Like, you can show that she's a Jedi, but like, you don't have to make her float through space, because I haven't seen any other Jedi.
Well, just make her come back as like a Force ghost.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she didn't float because the Force, there's no gravity in space. That's why she floated.
Okay. Yeah, but like, she pulled herself back.
Okay, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And here's another fact. When you're exposed to space... You
get a little cold. Well,
no,
she got
30.
A little.
I thought it was quicker.
It was like it wasn't as good as Guardians of the Galaxy, but she got a little chilled out there.
Guardians, yeah, they did that too. That was a little whatever.
Name is a god then, so half
I mean,
god.
That's it, true. That
because it's
sense.
About 30 seconds because you'd suffocate before you like freeze to death.
Do you really? I thought you just froze like
yeah.
instantly.
No. Well, freezing like kind of happens as jellification happens in space.
That's true. Yeah.
Plus, you know,
hey, did you know sound carries in space? Just kidding. That's shaking my head.
That's why all the parts are
silent. I said yes, but I said it in space, so it didn't really pan out.
I want the Star Wars probably movies to get be good. Laughs
from I do. I like Episode 7. That was good.
Yeah.
That was like a solid
Episode 7 one. Is my favorite one because it has the best dialogue, best sort of plot.
It's like a solid one. I thought Rogue One
not the
was
best
really
structure.
Good.
Empire Strikes has the best structure, but I think
Empire Strikes Back is probably like the best of the old.
Well, here's the thing. I think Empire Strikes Back retroactively ruins the Star Wars franchise.
How so?
Because the original story was just supposed to be like George Lucas power fantasy. It's like, hey, it's just a farm boy, a random farm boy, gets to be the hero of the universe, you know. All he does is gumption and having a pretty good mentor that's dead, which is what farming's all about, I assume.
Classic.
That's right. On a desert planet, so I'm sure. Yeah. Crops are moisture, really moisture from there.
Blue milking. Yeah, but then it's revealed that, oh, Luke Skywalker, son of Anakin Skywalker, the Darth Vader. And it's like, oh, okay, so this is what the movies are about now, not about like a, you know, whimsical sort of fairy tale. Western scenario in space.
Yeah,
it becomes a lot less operatic when it's like, oh, like a dynasty of the Skywalker dynasty.
Yeah,
that, you know, I mean, it's good that they're closing it out in this one because might as well just shut it off now, so that way you don't have to say that the other one, the old ones, are canon for the new movies coming out in like 6 years.
Yeah,
or whatever.
So now I hope even more that they make Rey just be like nobody. Not like some long-lost Skywalker or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That'd be kind of cool. It would be a good twist. Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of places where it's like, well, where did Rey get like so good at fighting? It's like, okay, well, I mean, like, Luke had the same deal.
Yeah.
You know, like, the second movie, he's like a pilot, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Where, Doug?
I don't know. I think the choreography showed his stuff. He's like, hey, he can kind of – it's just chopping wood because nobody else – that's what kind of Darth Vader does a little bit as well.
That's true.
He's just like blocking and then chopping wood.
Right. No, I don't have a problem with Rey being able to like sort of take down people.
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, because again, they did it with the old one, so that's a stupid complaint. No, I think the problems with the eighth episode is just like, I don't know, it's choppily put. They also did it was cool the light speed thing, but that kind of like ruins the whole law of Star Wars if there is one, because it's like, well, why haven't you been doing that?
Yeah,
the whole time.
I thought of that like 20 years like. Basically,
yeah, I used to make jokes like that when I was a kid. Like, why don't they just light speed like into a planet and then you could like blow up the planet? I mean,
I mean, we're just destructive children because violence has to sensitize.
The fact
us
that they make a weapon that destroys an entire planet, it's like, you don't even need to do that, you just need to like drop a moon or something,
just make one without a laser and just slowly glide in.
Thanos come in,
just or just like. Like, you tell me you can't, like, push a big-ass meteor onto a planet, like, and just wipe out most of it? Like,
and, I mean, they can do that now because just do Disney owns Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's true. Thanos can just come in.
Patton Oswalt was right. He saw it all along.
That's right.
So, I mean, none of this is going into the public domain, so I might as well cross it up.
Yeah, what the heck? Yeah, that would be... I don't know. I'd watch that movie and probably cry.
Star Avengers.
Yeah.
Or whatever the crappy Vox Media garbage.
Avenger Wars.
Yeah, they made
Star Avengers.
Star Avengers.
Star Avengers. It's one word.
Star Avengers.
Not even a hyphen.
The Assemble Awakens.
I'm
waiting for Avengers Assemble, though, if I'm honest. Endgame's, it's good. It's good. Solid. Still waiting for that Avengers Assemble.
They're probably going to do that for, like, the new Age of Avengers. I bet that'll be the title.
Of Avengers.
Yeah, because, it's going to be, like, Spider-Man. Black Panther's probably still going to be there.
Avengers Volume 3. Volume 2. Electric
Boogaloo. The Guardians of the Galaxy. I wonder what they're going to do with that.
Though. Avengers, but girls. That's going to happen soon.
That's right. Captain Marvel.
Femvengers, I guess.
Femengers.
It's going to be a bunch of girls and Paul Rudd.
That would be awesome.
But the cinematography.
Sex Panther.
Paul Rudd in his natural habitat.
60% of the time it works.
Every time. Boy, that second act of that movie really pulls it together, I think.
That's a classic.
Talked about it a few times.
The fight scenes are just too good.
That's true.
They should do an Anchorman-style fight scene in Endgame.
Oh my gosh. Just have a bunch of like famous people pop up for 20 minutes.
What if they just did the cast of Anchorman for the Damage Control show, if I'm honest? I was waiting for that one. Damage Control just didn't happen as a show for some reason, which we'll get into later in the episode.
All right.
Warning. But yeah, I also wanted to talk about in Star Wars Celebration, Star Wars The Clone Wars is coming back for its final seventh season, I believe.
They're still making seasons of that?
Well, it got canceled hardcore. And then they had, because they're playing like another like 40 episodes or something.
I haven't seen any of those. Actually, that's not true. I saw the first episode.
when I was like a kid, I tried to watch them, but like had like spotty places I could actually get them. So it'd be like assorted like episodes on TV. So recently when it was on Netflix, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to watch it now. And it's actually like super good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, the first episode, I mean, I personally like wrecks an entire army.
I think Rebels builds a little bit better than, you know, Clone Wars, but yeah, there's some fantastic arcs in this and great old, speaking of desensitizing violence, there's some primo stuff in there.
Exactly.
Rip all the Darth Maul fights are fantastic. Just Obi-Wan Kenobi breaking legs.
Need to watch it now.
Owning this kid's kneecaps.
Boom. Kenobi.
Savage Opress.
I just want to see
greatest Star Wars character.
Ewan McGregor come back as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, if they made an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, I'd watch that with Ewan McGregor.
Also, if they redid the Maul stuff, because Rebels kind of ruined it, because they had Alec Guinness, Obi-Wan, which I hate, which was a bad way to, spoilers, kill off Darth Maul. He's probably going to come back.
Uh-oh.
I thought Darth Maul would have been
coming back.
Yeah. I thought Darth Maul would have been a cool pick. Like, that'd be a twist at The Last Jedi. Just Maul just comes in. Just like, didn't you die like 5 times?
Except now he's got like a bunch of legs.
Though, here's what I think would have been cool.
His staff is like 8.
I think,
just a ninja star.
Here's a little pitch I made. I rewrite Last Jedi a few times, but I think a really good, like, episode 9 would have been, like, Darth Maul just, like, can't die. Like, in Obi-Wan, he dies as well. Because, like, he got resurrected. Well, semi-resurrected by, like, the Night Sisters or whatever. So that way he could kill Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
But since Obi-Wan Kenobi, like, died on his own, like, he has to, like, track down another Kenobi to kill it. And then, it, like, the last
Kenobi.
Act. Like, down the lineage or something, so that way he can finally die. Like, I just imagine, like, half of his head just gone. And, like, just slashed through it.
It's like Shadow of Mordor, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Darth Maul. Except Darth Maul.
Yeah, more of a Shadow of War. So, yeah, he tracks down, like, Kylo Ren and Rey are, like, in the same room. And he's like, I'm here to kill a Kenobi. You're like, whoa, is he gonna swing for Rey? And then... Wah! Goes in for the kill on a freaking Kylo Ren. Yeah, because he's a secret Kenobi, because
right.
There's a great fan theory from the prequels trilogy that Anakin Skywalker, because him and Padme had no chemistry in the original prequels, that Obi-Wan was the real father of Luke and Leia.
Oh, I really thought
which would be
the,
a good twist.
The chemistry was really good in the prequels. It's the best part of the films.
Yeah, they both didn't like Sam.
At least he felt uncomfortable for both characters.
The favorite part of all those scenes in Naboo is, like, you see a part where, like, he floats, he, like, a knife to, like, cut some fruit or whatever and then pass it over. And then while he's saying, oh, Obi-Wan would hate me doing this, Natalie Portman pretends to grab the fruit and just goes, which, like, it is, like, totally CGI and, like, it takes, like, a frame that's just gone.
Yeah. Dude, Natalie Portman... I don't blame edgy Skywalker for falling for, like, Natalie Portman in, like, a white shirt, crop top. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's I was too young to realize what the deal was.
Yeah, I think Anakin technically was as well.
And, yikers about that, too.
The timeline seems a little bit off.
The timeline of, like, 13-year-old Anakin, and then...
5 years later, he's, like...
So he's like 17. Like 35. Okay, so we'll assume for the benefit of the doubt, Anakin is 18.
And he does a secret marriage at like 17 as well.
Is 35 years old, at least.
Yeah, 25-year-old Padme marries like 17-year-old Anakin Skywalker on like Naboo. And then they almost have kids immediately.
Hey, she's a cougar.
Again, I get falling for Natalie Portman. I get it. But, you know, there should be laws in place that stop, you know.
Yeah.
Did Anakin the Republic not come up with an age of consent?
I mean, why wasn't Kenobi all over that?
I mean,
Kenobi's
that's
just like.
I mean,
oh,
I guess that's
cute.
Why the Jedi just can't marry. Just like, hey, it's a real problem.
Well,
we can't have it happening.
I guess, oh, right.
In Star Wars Clone Wars, Obi-Wan is in love with Duchess Satine of Mandalore, so he probably gets it.
For a while.
Darth Maul kills her.
David Boyle.
Spoiler alert. It's after the fact.
Do you ever see other people in Darth Maul's race? Or are you
His brother is Savage Opress.
Oh, so you got, okay. Do they all look the same? Or?
Yeah, because they're different colors.
They have different colors.
What planet is it? There's like the Night Sisters, Dathomir or something like that.
Yeah.
There's like the Night Sisters, which are like the women.
Death is definitely in the title.
Of Darth Maul's race. And then there's like the dudes and they like live separately. It's like a whole thing.
I dig it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That explains why Darth Maul's messed up.
Exactly.
I mean, he's not really. He's
some cool. Of them are yellow, apparently, instead of red.
Dude, people like hated. I mean, like, I don't know. I get the hate on the prequels, but it's like the movies we grew up with. So.
No, yeah.
Plus, that fight scene with Darth Maul was dope.
Yeah, the only Star Wars movie I saw in theaters was Revenge of the Sith.
So yep, like the only I saw that with my out. Dad. Oh, we were going to let my brother come, but we went on a bike ride the day before.
That was like the one for tweens, so yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And my brother left his helmet outside in the yard when he was supposed to take it with him. They found out, so they didn't let him watch it.
All the lightsaber battles are like bad in the prequels, though. Like literally all of them. I can't even.
Except for Darth. I like Darth Maul's lightsaber play.
It's not good.
I don't think so. Practicality of Darth Maul's lightsaber is stupid. Like, have you ever tried to sword fight with one? Of those things?
I haven't fought with a lightsaber, David.
Okay, well, so like Nerf swords, like, I don't know, I make Nerf swords sometimes.
Oh, yeah, Nerf weapons are...
And if you make...
It's Nerf or nothing with weapons.
If you got two full blades on either end, it's not great. If you have two stubs on either end, like the, what's his face, General Grievous's helpers,
yeah,
those weapons are very effective. Those are like, those are super good. If there's like a little nub on the end, because then you don't hit yourself, but you can still just wreck people. That's pretty dope.
Well, I mean, that's why you train and have the Force. So the Force is like, hey, don't hate yourself.
Honestly, I just get really good at the Force and forget the whole lightsaber bit. And I just, you know, just crush. Yeah, just push people away. It's like, oh, get away from me.
Speaking of
Force. I have an aversion to violence.
I'm a Jedi. I'm a pacifist. I'm a Jedi.
We're just getting a gun. Like, what about an automatic gun? I noticed that all the time Jedis are blocking, it's like the laser pistol. It's like, okay, what if I, like, full-on shot a bullet at you?
First well, in the Clone Wars, they block that all the time. It's just like, in the video games. Speaking of video games,
that's ridiculous.
An illustrious trailer.
Could easily kill.
For Jedi Fallen Order. Made by Respawn Entertainment.
Did not see that.
Real titans in the field. What for?
They probably the most customer-friendly company in all of gaming.
Absolutely.
What a...
Electronic Arts.
Like, as soon as, like, the second Titanfall was announced, they, everything. They just, like, released all the Titanfall DLC on one for free. It's like, hey, it's coming out in, like, 6 months. Just have the DLC.
I remember playing Harry Potter 1 EA games on Sorcerer PC.
Sorcerer Stone.
Dude, that's OG. I used to get from the library, and my brother would play.
That's the only place
he would do the directions on the keyboard, and I would have the mouse for the spells.
True.
It was great.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I have respect for those games.
Lego Harry Potter games.
Classics. I played some of those.
Yeah, those are some.
They're right.
Nice boys.
I like the secret passageways they had. These were fun.
Yeah.
They had like 50 or something.
Also, they recontextualized like the ghost studs thing. Like they made that because Hogwarts is impossible and the logistics are insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They should make. Well, yeah. Do you see? I mean, there's that leaked trailer for like the in depth.
By the people who made Disney Infinity.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, they're fantastic at making games, and they made my favorite Marvel game, which we'll get into later. This news segment is taking a long time. That's why I only do one news story. But who cares? It's Fallen Order, baby.
That's right.
So exactly. Casted is the Joker from Gotham as the main sort of protagonist, and he's a great actor, so I'm very excited. He's very passionate about the project, and it's going to be good.
Wait, what are we talking about right now?
Jedi Fallen Order is the new video game, the one good EA game to be released for Star Wars. In their 6-year-long deal to make video games.
The original Battlefront.
The original?
Yeah.
I think it was just Ubisoft.
Pandemic, I think.
Was it Pandemic? Yeah, I think it's Pandemic because I was playing like 2 days ago.
No, yeah, I was playing Battlefront 2. I play Battlefront 2 original Xbox all the time.
I have it on my laptop on Steam.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a good time. That's good
stuff. No, yeah.
Battlefront 2. You're Darth Maul, you can just throw your lightsaber through clones. Awful. Yeah. It's so easy to get killed.
Dude, Jango Fett can basically fly forever.
Yeah, I know. So. It's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, there's not a lot of flying in this one. There's a, you know, thoughtful combat is how they sort of described it. But yeah, I think the story sounds really good. Because, like, the trailer's bad. It's, like, the worst Star Wars trailer you can make. Like, ooh, monologues. Ooh, fades to black.
Nice.
Get a load of this. This is emotion.
Very original.
But yeah, there's some really cool... like shots in it, really cool environments and like some, yeah, the whole, I mean, I hate how they say the dark times like 20 times in an interview because that's when it's like set. But yeah, I think, you know, Rebels really did that well with like a Padawan that was just on his own after Order 66, freaking all their masters and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game, I think.
See, Order 66, proof that you can kill a Jedi with a blaster.
That's true.
It happened a bunch. Cat Eye Mundi.
Yeah, right in the back.
He got wrecked.
Well, I didn't think you'd shoot me from behind. Darn it.
Plo Koon's was brutal, though.
Yeah, she's like, where he blows up.
What's going on?
It's brutal. Pew.
I respect the clones and the Cat Eye Mundi bit, because they wait for him to turn around first before they start shooting him. So, you know, that's a nice gesture.
And I love Yoda's reaction to that whole thing. It just sort of cuts to him. He just, like grabs his stomach. Like, he has a stomach ache. Just like, ugh.
You know what they should do? Is make a feature film featuring Jar Jar Binks. And see how many people come and watch it, ironically.
I think people would watch it genuinely. I think the boat's coming back around for Jar Jar. Because he's going to be the real Sith Lord.
Exactly.
Every time I watch any of the movies with Jar Jar, my uncle, like, fast forwards through them because he hates the Jar Jar Binks scenes. He hates him so much. I've never seen.
Dude, what I would have been excited if Michael Jackson actually played him, except for the guy that played him all right. That'd be so.
Who
good.
Played Jar Jar Binks? Who's the voice for him?
Look it up. Right he didn't now. Do anything else.
We'll get.
He
back.
Didn't want to.
I'm gonna. Yeah.
Everyone hated it.
Yeah, I think I just made my career with.
Yeah, because it was definitely somebody else in the Clone Wars series.
Jar Jar Binks actor. Ahmed Best.
Yeah, he's good though. Did you hear? Have you?
That's a great picture. There's a picture of him with the Jar Jar head, and he's like blindfolded, standing next to Liam Neeson. Like, yep, this is normal.
I think it's just so people don't look at his eyes.
No, that's probably the reason for it. Yeah, those are like the.
Yeah, because like CGI is all about eye contact, as I've discussed in my previous gripes over the Infinity War trailer, where they edit out the eye contact and all the interactions because they had terrible trailers.
My goodness.
Yeah. Also, what do you think about the Emperor being back, David? Because he's back in episode 9.
You mean Jar Jar Binks posing as the Emperor?
I think the Emperor. Sure, I guess whatever. I mean, we can do whatever we want.
I mean, that's episode
now.
9 in general, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, the costumes are good.
Again, I'm not, out of the three of us, I'm probably the least Star Wars, definitely the least Star Wars, like,
I get angry savvy. About Star Wars, because, like, just care about Marvel or something.
Like, I know more about Marvel, my dad's got an insane amount of comic Rebels books more. At our house, and my mom hates it, so, you know, I know a lot about Marvel.
That's how it goes.
Like, the OG Marvel, though, not, like, the new stuff as much, but.
Yeah. I'm the only one in my house who's seen Ghost Rider, which is one of the best Nicolas Cage comedies, I'd say.
I forgot that Nicolas Cage is a Ghost Rider. I haven't seen Hulk 2008, actually. I haven't seen that
one. Oh, with Edward Norton.
The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah. Why did they get rid of him?
Because he was an auteur, and he didn't care. And he wasn't dead.
But he hates himself now.
I don't think he does, though.
I
think he's fine in his Alita Battle Angel movies.
Exactly.
Gosh. What were you saying, Beth?
What was I going to say? Oh, like, I hadn't seen the Hulk movie until, like, really recently,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah?
Was it good or what?
I did finally finish Thor the Dark World, honestly, though.
That was I haven't seen that one in
the
long
entirety.
Time either.
I think we watched it. I remember watching it at your house, like, 4 years ago.
The lighting's better, but the framing's garbage.
I feel like when we watched it, too, or at least maybe I watched it, like, a different time. But it was, like, on Putlocker, and it was, like, a super, like, terrible version of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we got, like, really crappy pixelation. Yeah. I think that was for, I don't know, it was for a Thor movie. It was either first or second at your house.
Because I remember, like, the first, like, chunk of the movie is, like, really dark. Because, like, just, like, lighting because it's the dark elves, and I just, like, could not tell what was going on.
Was like,
and then the rest of the movie, I was just really confused because I missed all the setup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to move on to Marvel. We want to talk about the entirety of the MCU, and I have some half-assed ranking system, because, you know, the boys don't care about, it's all about the emotions. It's not about the listicles, okay? We're not a freaking BuzzFeed or a sci-fi, as we'll get into.
I say we do it through movie release dates, not chronological
order. Not chronological order.
Because,
style,
honestly,
okay.
People change chronological order.
Yeah, that's
according
fair.
According to the release. Because
apparently, like, three of them were supposed to be at, like, the same time or something.
Right, it's like, you can't just make
it. Yeah, but before we get into the movies, I like to switch it over to the best MCU t-shirts, according to ScreenRant.com.
Oh, gosh.
So, number 10 here is a Captain Marvel shirt featuring Goose the Cat.
Love it already.
As you know, Goose the Cat is the first in front of him from the hit film that everybody loves, Captain Marvel. Probably the best one at all, because, you know, it's a woman. Which
I'm very excited about. It was good.
I actually really like
Captain Marvel. And set in the 90s.
Captain Marvel was, yeah.
No, yeah, I actually really like
it. No, we did a pod. Our last pod was on Captain Marvel.
Well, not technically our last pod. You know.
Well, yeah. A pod was on Captain Marvel. It was good.
Yeah.
We didn't hate it.
Yeah, but Shazam is the better Captain Marvel movie.
I definitely came into that movie, though, with, like, all, like, the bad hype.
Yeah.
And then ended up watching it three times, just because, like...
You've seen it three times?
I've seen it three times, because I went with you guys.
Oh, you probably went with Maddie.
And then I went with Maddie. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the weekend after that, I went with Josie, because she hadn't seen it either.
What a player! And we hung out,
so...
That's cool.
So I just, like, kept watching it, and every time I was, like, got, like, a little bit better every
time. That's good.
Did Josie listen to the pod? I don't think she does, even though we made one for her birthday.
Was that her birthday? That was Kayla's birthday.
I don't know. It was Maya's aunt.
I didn't know. Captain America was not. Maya and Josie have the same birthday. It was not. It wasn't like awful or anything. Yeah.
Plus Samuel Jackson. Oh, the treasure.
I just like Samuel Killed Jackson. It. Yeah, no, he's
good. Yeah, that's the right eye cannon, I think.
Phil was back for a moment.
So yeah.
I love that.
Ooh. This is it. Okay, I got a hot number nine coming in. Guardians of the Galaxy themed group. Today I feel. And it's a collection of images, like the classic, you know, block text,
right,
squares of, like, Groot's emotions. And he's just a cute little baby, you know? I just love how much of a cute baby he is. That's it's cute. Good for the other cute, dumb babies watching Marvel movies, you know? I'm just so glad that they got one there. Number 8, Avengers Endgame. Captain Marvel, Iron Man, and Captain America. So there's really cool design that's for children. And, yeah, his bit's dead. I'm bailing from it. Okay, so let's get back to something else MCU. What's the best MCU shirt you've personally seen?
It was that classic one of Captain America's shield.
Oh yeah, that every dad has.
Yeah, I used to have one. I don't remember where I got it from though.
Yeah.
The only Marvel shirt I have is just a red one with the white Spider-Man logo on it.
Oh yeah, the PS4. Right. Spider-Man. Yeah, PS4 Spider-Man. That's a good shirt.
That's a classy one.
I don't own one.
I used to have like an 8-bit Avengers shirt that just said, Wrecking Crew. And it was just like Hulk and all them. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll own that. Since it's 2013 and there's no Avengers shirts yet.
Yeah.
Snag.
Got him. I don't really pay attention to the Marvel shirts. There's not a lot.
There's been rare times I've actually bought myself a shirt. Shirts just kind of like
honestly,
that's exactly true.
I just kind of get one. I got this from Fred Myers for... $6, the shirt I'm currently wearing.
I bought a Christmas sweater for Spider-Verse that was like $30 because it was Prima, you know?
I remember those. There's like the Marvel sweaters.
Yeah.
Those got some good stuff.
The shirt I'm wearing right now is just like classic Nirvana shirt with the face, which is a gift from my cousin, so I didn't even buy it.
Honestly, I just wait for birthdays and Christmas to get shirts.
And I just load up on shirts, and then I'm good.
Yeah. It's a good way to go.
Oof. Picking up something. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. A lot of the movies are good, so yeah. Iron Man you wanted to start with?
I think that's the first one.
Okay. Yeah.
Iron Man 2008. Yeah. Still one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I do not have enough thumbs to put up.
It's a good one.
It's a fantastic one. Also, it's the only one that starts with a flash forward, which is like an interesting...
Yeah.
Like, it just sort of doesn't use any narrative techniques that the Marvel films use. Yeah, speaking of narrative techniques, let's move over to something a little bit more important than the movies. All right. The MCU video games. Now, this is one hell of a list that will take us most of the episode. if you guys get the joke at home yet. So, the first video game released in 2008 for Marvel Entertainment is, of course, Iron Man by Sega. That's a bad one.
Sounds really
it's
good.
Real bad. Like, every time, like, you start off on the ground, just, like, clunk, 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 choo, 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 like, running around, and then there's, like, a good... It's not even, like, cut to black loading screen. It's, like, you start to fly off, and then... halts loading screen and then continues to fly, and that's
classic.
All it is.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, I mean, and
that's like peak video games.
That's what most of my video games.
Peak tie-ins.
I lost the game of League today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Moment of silence.
I'm sorry to hear that. We need to play some Overwatch.
You should play Overwatch.
I haven't done that in a while. I think I just have like 4 updates that I'm behind on. Probably. So it's gonna take like 3 years for my laptop to download.
Just bring it to my house.
True. Also, I'm actually a fan of this one. The next one is the Incredible Hulk video game.
I played that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this one.
It's super fun.
Dude, got it at the local Blockbuster.
You can just like
big fan.
Fall from infinite heights. It's great.
Yeah, and I love. That's a fun. It's an ugly game.
Yeah.
It just mixes like bad comic book renders and also real life scans that are bad.
Yeah.
Because Edward Norton wasn't good as Bruce Banner. And yeah, it really comes out to a pretty fun game. I really like how it was an achievement-based like leveling up system.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, to jump, you have to climb every single building in New York, yeah. Which is a little hard because you usually ended up destroying one or two.
Yeah.
There's like different sort of like Easter eggs and locales. Like they had like all of them, like Marvel HQ and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like normal buildings because, you know, it's a pretty rushed game. But
yeah,
solid enough for a Blockbuster.
Wasn't bad.
$9.99 classics.
Yep.
But here's like the actual go. Spider-Man Web of Shadows. I adore this game. It is a masterpiece in all sorts of story and like. It's like mostly like jokes for the MCU movie, MCU Raimi movies. This is like a while before Spider-Man was even close to the MCU. So released in 2008, and it was like the perfect. I think one of the perfect controls because I don't have a PS4 and it's killing me inside that I haven't played Spider-Man PS4. But yeah, I'm definitely happy and content with the Web of Shadows. Like the combat is great. They have a fully fledged system for ground combat, aerial combat, and like wall crawling combat. Which is like really fun and arcadey and good to upgrade along with the two distinct skill trees of the symbiote suit and the regular suit, which is a really good sort of story contrivance.
When was this game released?
2008 is what I just said.
I'm sorry, it was not. I'm looking it up right now.
No, that's fair.
I remember like some old Raimi movie. I don't know if it was like the
original trilogy?
The Game Boy version of this game, or like an older game, but
yeah, the DS version of Web of Shadows was pretty interesting because it had like, because it couldn't do like a really cool open world that like slowly got infested with like symbiote buildings,
right?
And like copies of all the Spider-Man villains, it just sort of shrunk down into like, hey, team up with Nightcrawler for a mission,
right?
But yeah, one of my favorite parts of Web of Shadows is that Wolverine pops in. Because S.H.I.E.L.D. calls him in. Because S.H.I.E.L.D. basically takes over New York when the symbiotes goes wild. And during the boss fight with Wolverine, you have to like answer Spider-Man trivia to let him know it's you.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Doesn't the MCU now own rights to X-Men and stuff?
Yeah, all that.
I don't know.
I'm worried if Wolverine's going to be in it. Because as soon as like Wolverine like would show up in like a Far From Home or something, like with Spider-Man, Ned is definitely dead. Because, like, speaking of the Web of Shadows game, like, one of the tougher questions is that, oh, why were we in Britain together? And then it turns out because they were investigating the murder of Ned Leeds, which used to be just, like, some blonde D-bag from, like, the Daily Bugle. That was the Hobgoblin for a bit before he kamikazed himself.
Yep.
Like you do sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you do, yeah. Life also, all the voice actors were, like, whiny and stupid. Like, the Tobey Maguire and Christian Dunst.
Yeah, I love watching Tobey Maguire just in general. It's so, like, it's kind of weird. It's weirdly uncomfortable. But also,
the only thing he's good in is freaking.
You think Great Gatsby?
The Boss Baby.
He's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's. Yeah, right. He's the kid. Yeah.
And that's also the Spider-Man movies, I feel like, are the only ones
you can do. The Spider-Man movies weren't, like, terrible. They do get overhyped. I'll say that. The original, like, they're not as good as the original.
Well,
like,
yeah. I think
rewatch the original.
I think one is the first one.
Rethink that. Huh?
I think the first Spider-Man is the best one.
Yeah. No, I think.
I love the first one.
That was a really good one. I like.
I have my gripes with two.
I like it when he jumps off the building in number two. So he like, loses his powers temporarily. And he jumps off this building, and then he, like, hits the wall. His back hits a car, and then he hits the ground. It's, like, a horrible-looking fall. And he gets up, he's like, oh, my back! My back!
That's because he, like, broke his back during, like, filming the first one.
Apparently he actually, like, broke his back. Yeah, oh my gosh. It's so funny.
Yeah, the action is, like, really practical and great.
Oh, so who's that one guy? It's the Shaun of the Dead dude. No.
Shaun of the Dead?
No, not Shaun of the Dead, sorry. No,
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell is in all three movies, as like the same kind of.
And in the fourth one, he was going to be Mysterio.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he was. It was supposed to be like a recontextualized like Stanley the Watcher type cameo.
Bruce Campbell in those movies is probably the best part of the film.
I've seen the original Spider-Man movies in so long.
I watched Spider-Man 2 like I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Bruce Campbell, and he plays like this waiter. It's great.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell is amazing, especially in the Spider-Man video games, like before the MCU. Like, he was the tutorial guy for all of them. And it was great.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
In his Evil Dead, which one did we watch with Forrest?
We watched
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness.
Yeah, we probably annihilated over 800 skeletons behind the scenes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Ash vs. Evil Dead Season 1 is a masterpiece.
I want to watch those.
Season 2 went really far with a lot of things. Kind of like how we're going far into the past with 2009, 10 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, with, of course, and in my opinion, probably another go. X-Men Origins Wolverine was released right at the beginning of 2009, which is a fantastic game. Probably one of the better Marvel games. Has some of the most best animations, I think. Like, polished animations, because the movie got pushed back really far. So the movie studio said, hey, just release the game later. So they had, like, an extra, like, 8 months with the game. That Raven, and Raven's really talented, you know, making a game. So, yeah.
That's true.
Really did a good story. Really awesome, like, visceral combat. Like, there's my favorite kills were, like, these guys that were invisible and had shotguns. But if you could kind of sniff them out, and if you like caught them at the right time, you can just grab them and like turn the shotgun on their head and then blow their heads off. Like it was just, yeah.
Very realistic.
And then the Sentinel fight is god tier.
That was good.
Yeah, it makes a better story, which a lot of the Marvel games do, I think. Next we have The Punisher: No Mercy, which is a bad first person arena thing. Believe me. And then Marvel Superhero Squad. Did you guys watch that cartoon? Was that slightly past your time?
Yeah.
I was right at the right age for me. Yeah, it was a really fun parody series that had like some weird Marvel like rights. Like he didn't have rights to like Spider-Man, but they had like the X-Men and everyone, because Wolverine was highly marketable. Hmm. Even though he's a cold blooded murderer.
Yeah, really? I like Wolverine, he's fine.
You know, sometimes you gotta murder.
Yeah.
He's also a musical, so it's okay.
Thanks. I mean, let him do what he's best at. Even if it's not very nice.
That's right.
He'll sing you a nice song while he murders
me. I mean, the Avengers kill people, so.
You can do a little dance in a circus.
You tell me someone walks away from getting hit by Captain America's vibranium shield, like, in the face. That would...
He's good.
Shake it off, brother.
Maybe he lives, but he probably develops CTE later in life and loses his mind.
Yeah. Tom Kenny did a really good Captain America in Marvel Superhero Squad, though. He was a good voice actor for SpongeBob. Yeah, it was like, there's some pretty good, like, comedy and, like, a little bit of wit to it. But, yeah, it was pretty, like, dumb, just, like, shouting. Like, not to the extent of, like, Back at the Barnyard. But,
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty fun games as well.
Hold up. In this collection of superheroes you have, is that the guy from Big Hero 6?
Well, yeah, he's a Marvel hero.
Is that really a Marvel hero?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Big Hero 6, he's pointing at a Disney Infinity figure, Baymax, because Disney Infinity figures are primo, as we'll get to in 2012.
It's actually a pretty good
movie. I mean, it's all in the DCU. Yeah.
It's like the one Disney.
The Disney Cinematic Universe.
The DCU.
So when Thanos is about to win in Endgame, Elsa's going to come in and freeze him. And that's gonna be...
Yeah, she's going to have the ice stone.
That's what Frozen 2 is about. Yeah. I'm wondering.
Yeah. Airedale got dusted. They had to go on a journey.
She got dusted. So did the moose. What's the moose's name?
Sven.
Sven, yeah.
He's
I don't
a reindeer.
Care about Sven.
I think he's an actual reindeer, though.
Reindeer. He's Disney. Sorry, he's not a moose.
I hear reindeer is actually very delicious. So. Two birds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but it's dust. So.
I mean, with such magical, like.
I wonder how many people.
Or something?
Okay, here's a question. How many people became cannibals that day? Because of inhaling the dust from everybody.
Does that technically count as cannibalism?
Does that make you a cannibal?
I mean, any dust counts as cannibalism. It's all flesh.
That's a good point.
But you're not eating it. You're inhaling it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if...
Because it does... if you're inhaling it, it goes to your lungs.
I mean, I'm pretty sure cannibals would consider themselves cannibals after vaping a human being.
Like a bunch
of
dust got on like your burger, though.
That's true.
And then you like
ate it. And then you ate it. So
well,
like
are you
involuntary
eating,
cannibalism?
Well, yeah. If you put like mix like pepper flakes on like a while cooking a burger, does that count as eating a pepper on a burger? I don't think so.
Well, also, I learned recently, I forget what the word is, but there's like a word, there's a different word for eating like another person who's like already dead, because cannibalism is like actively killing someone and then eating them. And then there's like another word for like,
eating someone who's already dead.
But I mean, in kind of like everyday language, cannibalism kind of envelops everything. But if you're getting technical about your cannibalism.
Oh, I didn't kill anybody, so I don't see the moral problem there.
Your Honor, how could I have cannibalized him if I didn't kill him?
One juror, huh? You got me there.
Not guilty.
Unless you're in Oregon, you need a unanimous vote from a jury to convict you of most crimes.
I mean, he's not in a measure 11, so.
Sorry.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Well, it's Friday, so.
So cannibalize in Idaho. Stricter jury standards.
Pretty much. Not let us eat people.
Speaking of cannibalism, I'd like to talk about a video game representing a really well-written adaptation of a edgy trash Mark Miller story, Civil War, that was eaten by Square Enix and then regurgitated as bad voice acting and bad camera work and lazy cutscenes. And an alright game. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, I think, is like the good version of like the Civil War arc, because it adds like a bunch of like really cool elements. Like it ties in, like in the original, for some reason they had to, because Mark Miller wanted Venom to eat people, like other heroes. He had like brainwashed, like in the comics they were brainwashing and like mind controlling Venom and stuff. Like Tony Stark made like little chips so that way he would fight on his side, because Captain America was getting a lot of people because he's Captain America.
Yeah.
In the video game, there was like an alien race that was invading that sort of took over thing and then sort of ended the sort of Civil War conflict, instead of just realizing, oh, we're bad guys for doing it, even though they were. Because it took way too long for Captain America, of all people, to be like, oh, maybe this like dumb fight is bad.
Yeah.
Rats.
Well, they make Captain America the good guy in the movie, though.
I don't know if he... I think the movie did a really good job, part of the Marvel Coup film universe.
I think maybe it's a question, but definitely. For the most part, though, like...
I think he's doing the right thing, but he doesn't act like he's right about it. Like, Tony Stark acts like he's right about doing the wrong thing because he's, like, very emotional.
The way Captain America goes about it is not great. He should have explained, like, better. You know, it's like,
I think he did,
though.
It's
always a communication problem.
Yeah,
it's like rom-coms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a classic odd...
Or the characters,
I mean,
just don't know what's happening.
I mean, the Avengers house, it's a bloody odd couple times the number of Avengers divided by two.
Because, I mean, like... I totally get, like, a little bit of oversight on some superhumans. Like,
that's probably fair.
I don't know. I think the reason why Captain America was, like, seemed right is that the movie presented, this video essay I saw that was posted on Mr. Sunday Movies by his editor, Ben, pointed out that the reason why Captain America, like, seems like the right side is because he always questions his own side. Like, he's not like Tony that just instantly feels guilt and, like, works from that guilt.
That is a good thing, though. Like, you trust the person more that is like, well, I'm not sure about what I'm saying, but, like, I'm trying to do this because I want to do what's right. Like, I want to do the truth. I want to do what's good.
Yeah.
And that makes it – even if they are wrong, it makes you like them more.
And, I mean, I think he's fair. Like, he's trying to protect his friend who, like, purposely – like, didn't kill anyone of his own volition.
Right, right.
And obviously didn't trust – the government or S.H.I.E.L.D. or anyone to, like, see that.
Yeah. Well, Captain America's coming from a corrupt corporation, too. So,
you know, like, it's fair, but, like...
From a bad company in the war.
You gotta communicate, man.
Yeah, you gotta, like, figure it out.
That was, like, your whole job as Captain America before you, like, became, like, an actual, like, soldier, was to communicate to people that they should buy war bonds.
That's true.
So
you transfer
those skills.
Which is definitely weird that... I mean, I get that, like, he was the most handsome man in the military.
I mean,
but you could have just had him be like a regular soldier, though.
Honestly, yeah. It's, I mean, Captain America's interesting.
Wait a minute, did I steal another CinemaSins thing again?
Oh,
f me.
Oh no.
I did it again.
Sorry, CinemaSins.
Not CinemaSins again. No, I
do like the part.
All right, I'm moving on. I can't handle this.
When Captain America blocks Thanos' gauntlet, though, and Thanos is like, what? And then he punches him in the face.
And then he just
Yeah, I mean, like, he lays them out, but, like, that shows that, like, Captain America's got some, like, good character to him, at least.
Yeah, it's I hope he does the final blow. Like, I want Thanos to, like, split his shield in half, and then Captain America just stabs him with half of the shield and then punches him in one ear, and then he gets dusted.
That'd be pretty cool.
It's like the scene in Avengers where Captain America is trying to lift Thor's hammer and it like moves a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's because, yeah, like okay. Captain America, you know, deep down is like the moral high ground of the entire Avengers, yeah, which is cool. Even if
he is kind of a bitch.
Even if he's a little complainy. And he says, we don't trade lives. And then he's like, well, I'll trade my own life.
And he's a virgin as well. The only Avenger. That's that. Which is weird.
Which is why I was on Iron Man's side. He fucks.
No. Yeah. Seen it. Yeah, and then to end off the illustrious year 2019, Spider-Man Toxic City, an 8-bit brawler for mobile. So definitely the winner of that year after all the games I said. 2010, we see Iron Man 2, the game, which I think Iron Man 2 is underrated in the film, to be honest. I think it set a lot of like the goals of that, way better than Iron Man 3 that didn't use freaking Yinsen as a joke, Shane Black.
Iron Man 3 was... like
garbage,
just weird.
I don't even like remember it that much.
Yeah,
it's just like the glowing. I just remember like a bunch of punch suits through people.
Yeah, and Shane Black like really misrepresented like Yinsen of all people as a freaking cutaway gag at the beginning.
Yeah,
as well as PTSD because he's very bad about showing mental illnesses, as I've talked about on this podcast many times. The Predator's really bad.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a weird storyline. Iron Man 2 had a better storyline.
Yeah. Whiplash was pretty good.
The guy that played. That's true. Yeah, Whiplash is cool.
And Sam Rockwell made the MCU, I think.
People are like, oh, I just didn't really like it. It's like, well, like, the fact that you want to, like, punch Justin Hammer the entire movie means he's doing a good
job.
That's
kind of the point, is you're like, supposed to hate him.
You hate Justin Hammer, everything about him.
A bird?
A bird.
Yep. Yeah. He's pretty good in that Mandarin short as well.
The Mandarin. I did like Ben Kingsley as a Mandarin. That's kind of funny.
That's a good one.
From Trevor.
I bet.
You could rewatch Iron Man 3 too.
I don't think you do.
I got it just so I like have it in my mind.
You just
kind
of know what's going on.
Yeah.
You destroy the
watch it on like times line. 3 speed or something like that. And get through
speaking of times 3 speed, we have a 4 times the goat here with Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. You boys play this one?
We already talked about Spider-Man Shadow. Oh, no, sorry. What was the
Shadow? What was Shadows? This is like the new sort of run that... actually, this game had a sequel in Ninja Time, but yeah, Shadow Dimensions is a great one. Great sort of play styles for all 4 Spider-Men selected, with all the sort of returning voice cast being previous actors for Spider-Man the comic book. So, yeah, Neil Patrick Harris reprised his role as Spider-Man as the Amazing Spider-Man. Josh Keaton came back from the Spectacular Spider-Man to be the Ultimate Spider-Man. And whoever played him in Spider-Man the 90s series, you know, came back from Noir because he always had, like, that darker tone to Spider-Man really well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the whole Shocker monologue.
Shocker monologue.
Shocker! But in this one, he chases him to the multiple ends of the Earth because Mysterio gets, like, the... tablet or whatever. I don't know. It's written by the guy who wrote Spider-Verse, the comic book storyline, which is very important for the best film of all time, Into the Spider-Verse. And even though the comic book's bad.
You're about to get kicked.
You better watch it.
Sorry. Yeah. That was a good movie.
Yeah, I'll do, I got some special plan for the release of that Blu-ray, which already came out a month ago, I guess.
Yeah,
I planned it before the hiatus, if I'm honest.
I have that on DVD, and I paid full price for it. So is that good?
Into the Spider-Verse.
So the Marvel movies I now own are Into the Spider-Verse and Captain America Winter Soldier.
I did.
Because it was like on sale for $1 at Walmart or something like that.
Ones I own, The Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy Vol. 2, of course. Spider-Man Homecoming, Civil War. That's all you need.
Spider-Man,
that's pretty much the entire MCU.
Of course, Spider-Verse.
No, I think Iron Man 1.
Also, all 3 Spider-Man. War. I got the trilogy on DVD.
Honestly, Avengers 1.
Joanne's
a great movie. You can never watch Avengers 2 and don't care what happens. And then you just accept the fact that Vision's there. They make Vision so weak, though, later.
The action is so good in Age of Ultron, though, I think.
The action's pretty. Yeah, I don't know. Just the storyline.
Hulk buster fight's really good.
Yeah. The Hulk. Yeah, the Hulk buster right fight here. Scene is very good. That is it. That's the best part of the film, probably.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
I'm sorry.
Also, he actually saves civilians in it, which
yeah,
I don't care about that.
That is good. Well, I mean,
yeah. Probably not a great dude though. Sadly.
Adultery.
There's like the weird love interest between Natasha. And
I mean, that was in the first one a bit.
Was it? I'm trying to think. Maybe, because she's like the one who's there when he first turns into Hulk, I guess. And she cares about him. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Marvel Superhero Squad, the Infinity Gauntlet. They liked Thanos in that one. And of course, the best one after all the video games we talked about that year, Marvel Pinball. Of course. All right. Next year, 2011 was a fantastic year for Marvel games. We have, of course, the, I don't know, previous, like, worst game of all time award for Thor God of Thunder from G4. Gosh. Yeah, probably the most long-lasting, impactful video game site and service, I think, of journalism. G4 from Spike TV. Yeah.
Spike TV.
Yeah, that was a party. Yeah, but I'd argue one of the bigger, well, many people argue the bigger influence on the Captain America series, led by the Russos, was Captain America the Super Soldier. Did you guys play this? Made by Sega, the one good Sega one.
No,
yeah, it was a really great one, actually. It was a third-person sort of, like, not exactly Arkham-style one, but, like, more of a platformer, but the combat was, like, really well done. Like, he had combos blocking with the shield, throwing it, and then, like, regular combos of, like, karate and stuff, which was incorporated because Chris Evans really liked playing Super Soldier with, like, cool combat and whatnot. So he really wanted to incorporate more, like, karate moves as the Russos did with his films.
Hmm.
Yeah, Marvel Superhero Squad Online, you know, whole another thriving community that's pretty fun. And probably my favorite fighting game, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I love Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Have you guys played any of the Marvel vs. Capcom?
I've played it a little bit, but
I haven't played it.
Hey, I haven't played a ton of, like, those, like, fighting style, like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter
games.
Like,
I played some Mortal Kombat, that was pretty much it.
That's not really my scene, but I had a good time playing Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah. Yeah, another great one. Spider-Man Edge of Time, also fantastic, I think. No sequel to that. Yeah, speaking of the Edge of Time, we're about ready for an ad break, I think. So, yeah,
so
let's get over to
right?
that.
So, right. You guys send a lot of emails?
It's a whole vape.
Oh, that works.
Yeah, it is.
Don't use the memory.
So what the hell am I supposed to call a vape, then?
Devil's steam? I don't know.
Devil's farts?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
That works.
That's juvenile. I gotta be cool.
Plus, they still have to pay for school.
Speaking of paying for school, the next game up is X-Men Destiny, which, of course, puts you in the shoes of creating a character. A mutant, if you will, in the ancient battle against Brotherhood and the school of the freaks.
Derogatory, but okay.
Yeah. You guys play any X-Men games at all?
I actually haven't played
Infinite.
I haven't played an X-Men game. I have very little Marvel games knowledge, honestly.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to teach you. So basically,
the closest I am is I got the PS4 Deadpool game, but I haven't actually gotten around to playing it yet.
Oh, so yeah. Well,
I mean,
been playing
Spider-Man.
Red Dead.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, Spider-Man. That's the most of any Marvel game.
Yeah, but yeah, of course, with the great, robust system that they had to make for an X-Men game, to make your own mutant power yours. So basically, of course, they had the wide range of X-Men abilities of having ice, fire, or electricity. Because that's it.
Wow.
Sure. You can just shoot that or punch that.
That's
the sort
so
of powers
many,
that mutants
that's
have.
So many options.
What would be your mutant power? Like, you can have, like, the ones you want. It's like, yeah, you know, being flight would be cool. With, like, some, like, sick, like,
mutant
metallic
power.
Wings or something. But what would it actually be?
Super speed. Easily.
Like
super,
a big eye?
Like the Flash. Super speed.
Super speed? Okay,
like,
yeah, that's one we want. But what would you actually get, like, realistically? Like,
oh, you mean realistically?
Mutation, yeah.
Oh, I'd probably get something stupid, like,
I think just, like, one big eyeball.
Like an extra eye.
Like an old, like an old like 90s computer like cartoon character, just like a one giant eyeball.
Mine would be like, I'd be able to like make it smell like cheesecake.
Something yeah, like just from any orifice, or like, or would you do it from like any place? Like you like focus on like a leaf, like a mile away.
I could only hear like thoughts about people when they are like negatively against me.
They are against you.
Like only negative thoughts about.
And you can't
myself.
Like look back.
I can read my own thoughts.
I'd take that power actually.
I'm like. Yeah, I think my own thoughts feel like they're being spoken out loud or something like that. So
I probably
know.
Have the power where everybody else could hear my thoughts.
Except for me.
Except for you.
What I think? What? I'm sorry.
NSA, help me out. So that's the thing that I'd be excited about for Valence is like, I want to like NSA to track me at all times and then ask them, hey, what the hell did I say 5 minutes ago?
Question. Guy who monitors all of my screens.
Can you just like send me the data from my?
I need a transcript real quick.
That's super racist.
Wow, you're a bad person.
Okay, well, read the context with it.
I want moral advice from the NSA agent that's monitoring my that's spying on me though.
I have a feeling the NSA agent that's been assigned to me is just like super bored all the time. Cause it's just like he like opens up like the webcam on my camera and I'm just like sitting there eating Oreos, watching MCU movies.
Or he's like, I don't know if this guy is a national threat or he's just really weird.
Just like his texts are questionable.
This could be
doesn't
like,
really do much.
A lot of bad like, stuff or this guy's insane.
Like looking at Google results can't be effective anymore because everyone looks up the weirdest stuff.
That's right, true. Yeah.
Like you just can't be like. Okay, how to make a bomb. Okay, how to make a cheesecake. How to make a bomb.
Cheesecakes.
Out of those two searches, I don't know which one to be more concerned about.
I know what we're smuggling into Endgame.
What?
Cheesecake.
Dude.
That's it.
100%.
Okay. An entire cheesecake.
Here's the topic. We need comments, please, or mail about what to bring in for Endgame next week. Besides yeah. cheesecake.
Well, preferably something that doesn't break easily.
Yeah, we need something that we can stuff yeah. down pants and without feeling
cheesecake I can bring in. If it's in like one of those like Tupperware things.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Easily.
You get it. But yeah, that's a possibility. I don't know.
Yeah. What we can do is just make a bunch of like pastaroni, put it in a Ziploc bag and carry that and just
carry
be eating
in.
Fettuccine.
Yeah. That would be oh my gosh, we should make a home cooked meal
before Endgame.
That's an idea.
Don't worry, I'm stocked up on like all like yeah. the quick like microwave food.
Oh, that's good.
Or like stovetop food that you can make in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
My parents are out of town, so it's pretty much just me by myself. So.
Busting.
I don't take the time to actually cook myself food. I bust out the Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben's are good.
Love Uncle Ben's.
Yeah, those are good.
Yep. We'll figure it out. It'll be good though.
It'll be good. Cheesecake yeah, and
we'll take it to the chat.
Pasta we'll and cheesecake.
Yeah. No one will probably answer me though. Logan Klein stood me up.
We'll get Logan Klein. He's coming next week, right?
Yeah, he is. I'm getting him. I think I finally got him.
I'll like actually kidnap him. I have a lot of access to chloroform now.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I have zero access to chloroform.
Yeah.
But I have a car.
I smell really bad.
And
this
a truck.
Is my whole thing.
So.
Yes. I mean, we could probably find a pipe to hit him with.
Matt and I have kidnapped people before.
Yeah.
Not successfully, but.
We've gotten close
yeah.
to a successful kidnap.
Like five
yeah.
times.
You know, I'm just going to. You know, I've been pretending to, like, not be able to get to the best Marvel game of all time. I've just been sort of putting it off. I think this bit is going on way too long. To reading, like, this whole list of ugly. I think
There's
I can finally admit the best game in the Marvel canon of games is Marvel Superhero Squad Comic Combat, which, of course, is the Sweet Prince Laid to Rest, the U-Draw system by Ubisoft, which, of course, is the greatest apparatus that anyone has ever created for gaming. Honestly, especially by Ubisoft, you know, creators of Assassin's Creed, all sorts of classic franchises.
And Assassin's Creed.
They made the illustrious, universally loved U-Draw pad for, you know, Xbox, PS3, and Wii U.
Wow.
Finally, with one sort of controller that united everybody. All culminating in this Marvel Superhero Squad game. you know, basically it was a more of a cel-shaded one, which had a very unique look that looked like garbage. That was like, but, you know, that's exactly what the Marvel Superhero Squad was. And there's a whole comic book thing, because comic books in general are, of course, garbage.
Yeah.
Especially in the art department. So basically, because it made you the artist. So basically, it was a real-time strategy game where you had to draw lines to where your attacks were and just scribble the hell out of the you draw pad. Just go nuts on it. You just got to win nuts on it, you know? Just like for a good 10 minutes straight until you just walk to the next level by tapping at the screen. And it completely ruined every you draw pad, and you just had to keep getting them. That's how passionate people were about the you draw pads.
That's a bummer.
And I feel like I feel like that's what the MCU is all about, is passion and ruining things that the fans ruining things that they like.
That's just basic economics. If you can get people to break
to destroy the products, their own products
and then buy more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. Close contender would be Kellogg's The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. You know, fantastic mobile AR experiences without any sort of VR apparatus. By the way, that whole bit was a joke. The real winner is Disney Infinity. My favorite Marvel game, best gameplay, you know, really great. Sort of really enjoyable stories. Like, you're not going to cry at them, but, you know, they're pretty, you know, well, pretty tightly knit.
This is and, like, have some good interactions.
And also all the Disney.
Yeah, that is an emotional game.
And unjokingly, the best MCU game is probably Lego Marvel's Avengers. Because it's like an honest to God like celebration of like the MCU, like a lot of the movies featuring the Avengers pre Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, all this sort of great stuff. And they replaced every single cameo as Stan Lee. So yeah, whenever like there was like a bit part in the movie, it was Stan Lee, which was a really good celebration of sort of his sort of deal. And of course, he was the best character in that because he had all the powers of everybody as well.
That's cool. I only played a little bit of that, but
I haven't
that
was
also
it.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks for playing along with that, Big Boys.
No problem.
Let's probably move on to the next movie, yeah?
Next movie. Next movie is Hulk.
We're on The Incredible Hulk. Yeah.
Incredible Hulk.
Speaking of The Incredible Hulk.
The MCU.
Yeah,
next.
Next movie. Iron Man 2.
Part of the Marvel cool film universe. Absolutely. Exactly. Not the MCFU. That wouldn't be very Disney appropriate, now would it?
That's true. All right, Iron Man 2, as we discussed earlier, not as bad as people thought.
Yeah,
it was,
I think it's a part of the MCFU, I think. Marvel Cool Film Universe, absolutely.
It was good.
Thor. Yeah, okay. I'm going
to
say it's the regular Marvel canon universe. Like, it's canon, so you're going to watch it. Yeah. Speaking of canon, what's this listicle I have as a random premeditated thing? Ooh. From Sci-Fi Wire, we have the 10 biggest controversies in the MCU. Because, you know, it's literally the world of cinema is Marvel now. So it's got to have some controversies. I mean, if it's on Twitter, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. So the first one here on the listicle is it's not all connected, which I hate to start off that way. Because it's not an actual controversy. Nobody cares. Right, they're just good TV. There's good television from the Defenders. Not the Defenders show, but that Defenders sort of line. The Defenders is quite a bad show.
Yeah.
It's a little bit weird. But yeah, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist are either fine on their own or fantastic on their own in the case of Daredevil.
Uh-huh.
And also at The Punisher as well. The Punisher is some truly amazing stuff going on. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., also very good. Really sort of restructured, like, its sort of format instead of, like, having to, like, do broadcast television 24 episodes a season. Is ridiculous to do for like an hour long thing.
That's
that cool. I don't think any drama is good at doing. And even the Netflix show did 13 episodes per hour episodes, which were way too long as well, and I hated.
Yeah.
Even though the Defenders of all shows were the only one that did 8, and that's why it's a step ahead in terms of pacing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. split it up into anime style. Mm-hmm. I say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the quintessential Marvel anime.
Classic.
Where it splits up, it has like 3 arcs in a season, like 4, like 5 episodes this arc, 6 episodes this arc, and then another arc, and then a final sort of like 3 or 4 episodes that ties all the previous arcs together in one narrative. Like season 5 did fantastic, like I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new season actually.
Yeah.
I've seen the first 4.
Yeah, I've just seen Punisher and Luke Cage.
Yeah. Marvel Runaways is on Hulu and is a really good sort of adaptation of a really great comic book, but like is really good an adaptation because the original is like about like a giant, like a society of giants like empowering like mutants and like time travelers with everything. Mm-hmm. And they really stripped it back and made it a really awesome story with really good like character changes. Like I feel like that's one of the better Marvel adaptations in general, other than Civil War. Yeah. Cloak and Dagger is really good as well. It's not like annoying race commentary. In the future, they're going to get animated shows. There's going to be an animated Howard the Duck penned by Kevin Smith.
Oh, no.
Animated MODOK show, which would be good. Then a Tigra / Moonlight, I think. Yeah, somebody like that. And then they're all going to combine into The Offenders, which is a fun little crossover thing that Hulu is also doing. Now Disney Plus, which is interesting. Oh, yeah, except for an actual genuine tangent. Number two on the Sci-Fi Wire article is Phil Coulson's resurrection, because that's a controversy, right? The fictional character not being dead.
Well, it's been like disowned by the MCU officially, right? Like, sorry, Phil Coulson's dead.
Yeah, Josh Whedon definitely said that.
Yeah.
But yeah, which is really a shame, you know, because the great MCU tie-ins, like my favorite one was for Age of Ultron, character got the powers of like precognition, like you know, premonitions and whatnot. She had a premonition, and she at the season like cliffhanger of an episode, she just shouts up, "Metal men," and then collapses because then Ultron happens, and then off screen they're like, "Hey, we got the helicarrier ready for Fury."
Yeah,
got him. To like Patton Oswalt's like triplet or something.
Yeah.
Because Patton Oswalt, one of them gets sliced in half or something.
Yeah, he's got like a bunch of twins.
Got their throat slit by.
There's a lot of Patton Oswalts.
There's a lot of them. And there's like a girl Patton Oswalt as well.
Yeah.
No controversies though, like replacing actors like Edward Norton, as we said, because he was bad, and Terrence Howard, because, you know, he's fine and pretty bland, if I'm honest. Don Cheadle is definitely a lot better than that.
I dig Don Cheadle. And I love Mark Ruffalo. So.
Mark Ruffalo's good.
They're definitely all good.
Yep.
Yeah. And casting in general is an interesting controversy because this article's bad. And I read through it before the podcast because the joke is I'm cutting David off from the movies.
Yeah.
Because you haven't told that. But yeah, it's like Robert Downey Jr., everybody was like, what? For the 8 people who knew where Iron Man was before the movies because of the pretty sweet 90s theme song.
That's true.
In the cartoon, he was like, oh, this guy's kind of like a criminal. How can you put him in charge of, like, a superhero? And, you know, Robbie Downey Jr. is, like, a really good dude.
That's true.
You know, that, like, worked through the sort of demons and all that stuff.
Which and, probably makes him a lot better at playing Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Really has him own the role of the MCU, which was kind of created in him, if
and being I mean, honest. I would have had him in blackface, like in Tropic Thunder, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The MCU can do what they want.
I mean, yeah, Iron Man just has a gold sort of thing going on. It wouldn't match with the colors, but yeah.
Equal characters. That's really good.
Yeah.
But it's all right. They have War Machines. So.
Yeah, Chris Evans also. Like, what, this kid's just like in TNT movies or whatever, Chris Evans. Why would he be a good captain in a bad Fantastic Four movies that are actually good? But then, you know, he was the best choice for Captain America.
He does do a good
job. In more ways than one.
But I mean, the MCU has been good about bulking people up.
True.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Dude, Paul Rudd got jacked for Ant-Man.
Everybody
for like one shot.
Like, yeah, I know. Just for that one shot when he's shirtless.
He probably is pretty good, considering he's 50 now.
I wasn't complaining.
Yeah, he's like old. Or, like, not young.
Older.
Hot material.
I mean, he still looks the same age, though.
That's he does. He aged as well. That's true.
Like, has he aged?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
He's just gotten buffer.
I think he's just gotten like a little bit more like neck going on, but yeah.
Yeah, but for the most part, he's still pretty good looking.
Yeah, he found a good haircut like 10 years ago and has stuck with it.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good way to go. Good
Who hasn't done that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Way to go, Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, people were happy about that one, especially if he was supposed to work with Edgar Wright as well.
That's
just how that went. Yeah, also, Captain Marvel was under controversy for being a woman. That was happening for a while. Review bombing, Rotten Tomatoes and everything.
Really?
That people weren't really too happy about.
Written as a woman, though.
Yeah,
time,
exactly.
So it's like, okay.
Not even half the time, like in the past 5 years when they try to make Ms. Marvel make any sense.
Yeah. Is that the last one?
It was good. Yeah.
Some people.
Number seven is not enough female-led movies, which, yeah, of course, it's a little bit weird, but that's just the sort of lineup that they have going on. And the Scarlett Johansson literally, like, physically couldn't shoot, like, a Black Widow movie for the past, like...
I mean, but, like, Scarlett Johansson is very prevalent, though. And,
yeah, she's finally getting it, though, now, so though.
Yeah, that, no, that is cool, but, yeah.
Yeah,
but.
And Ant-Man and the Wasp was kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Wasp was sick. Yeah, and all that stuff. Mandarin is another controversy because Shane Black sucks at writing, even though that was an alright twist.
Yeah.
People didn't like Edgar Wright leaving Ant-Man, which of course makes sense. And this article lists James Gunn as a controversy, even though Disney did that, not Marvel. So way to go, Sci-Fi Wire. You suck.
James Gunn's back, right?
Kind of like the MCU for cucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of cucks don't like the next movie, Captain America, The First Avenger.
That's right.
Even though it's probably one of my favorites.
That's a good one.
It's a great
movie. I really like that movie.
That was a really good movie. I remember watching
it. Yeah, it's really shot well, and it's really great pacing.
Does a really good job at setting up his character.
Yeah, I know.
And then Avengers.
And there's Nazis.
That's true.
And there's like science Nazis.
Exactly.
Powered by a magic Asgardian tree stone, which is the Tesseract. Probably one of the most prevalent characters in the MCU.
The Tesseract. Yeah,
the Tesseract.
It's like the lamest Infinity Stone, too.
Yeah.
It's just a portal. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, speaking of portals, let's portal over to another ad break.
I don't think we know.
This guy doesn't just sculpt houses.
Exactly. Because, I mean, in all the paintings, he's buff as hell. Yeah. So, I mean,
I like to talk about the MCU cartoons, though, honestly. Because I'm a big animation boy, and I've been with these since the beginning. But yeah, so around the time of the first Iron Man, they started releasing the show Iron Man Armored Adventures, which is like a really cool like young Iron Man story. There's a really good Hamlet episode that was like, oh, come on, you serious? I'm freaking Hamlet over here as young Tony Stark. And the Mandarin was like one of his best friends in high school. And I was like, whoa, dude. Because it was the son of the Mandarin that wanted his mom back, Zuko style. It was a real Zuko situation.
Zuko.
And then Pepper Potts, like, tricked Tony into, like, saying his secret identity.
Oof.
Which is cool. Be sick. Taskmaster was good for, like, a good episode. And, yeah, solid show. Would recommend finding it on, like, Daily Motion or something. Because they're all there.
It's legit.
Then the Ultimate Spider-Man. You know, I think it's a pretty solid Spider-Man show that just could have been great, but it just never went dark enough. Like, in the first episode, like, Luke Cage, of all people, like, got his arm broken. Like, that was a big deal. So Spider-Man just, like, punched Goblin, like, and, like, basically destroyed, like, the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, they almost did it in the finale as well, but then they just totally fell back on it. Because it's Disney XD, which hadn't been too great about stuff. Though Disney XD did do one of the earlier Avengers Mightiest Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which is probably the GOAT. It had the Iron Man voice actor that wasn't just a Robert Downey impersonation. It had a really good Miss Marvel. Like a really good like Kree arc along with that, and like her like classic sort of costume, and like a pretty solid origin. Like not as good as the movie origin, because like in the movie origin she's like one of the few heroes that like chooses to like take on power and sacrifice and all that. And that sort of makes her heroic.
Okay.
Heroic. All the Captain Marvel trailers. Yeah, and then Guardians of the Galaxy is legitimately, like, a really solid, like, adaptation of, like, the MCU.
Yeah, they made it, like, popular.
Yeah, they made it popular.
No one liked Guardians of the Galaxy in the comics, really.
Yeah, like, Groot was, like, a scary monster.
Yeah, he was, like,
was mean.
He was, like, a messed up, mean dude. And like the yeah,
and then Rocket was just a British bastard.
Yeah, they're all just like really weird.
That was almost played by David Tennant. But yeah, the cartoon has like a really solid soundtrack. Like what sold me on it is that they had an episode where they went into a mine and there's just a bunch of symbiotes because they have the rights to all that stuff. So basically, they just had to blast a Shake It Baby to like on a mine cart going around, and I was like, yeah, whoa, this is an actual cinematic thing going on, and that's good. Kind of fuels the ship for Captain Marvel and Rocket Raccoon.
That's true.
Which, you know, personally, I'm all for. You know, because Brie Larson and Bradley Cooper, yeah, of course, that can happen.
Exactly.
But a raccoon and a human Kree woman? Well, that's a rom-com right there.
Exactly. That's the next proposal.
I kind of feel bad that Disney Plus is doing a Scarlet Witch and Vision show. Because I was hoping for like a Love Actually style like rom-com from the Marvel stuff. But it's like all the weird people.
Yeah.
Like Howard the Duck is just some weirdo that is like the Love Actually guy that wants to get in a three-way.
He shows up in which one?
Guardians.
He's in. Yeah.
Of course, he's on like the snow prostitute planet.
Exactly.
And they snuck in a Marvel movie.
Well played, Marvel.
Well played, Gunn. Well played.
Well played, buddy. Next movie is Avengers.
Avengers.
Very good.
Well done.
Pretty good. I don't know. It's like in it. Age of Ultron has like a better cinematography. But this is sort of in the realm of like the Whedon verse, I think, to where he shoots a little bit. His TV is like a little bit better than TV, so it's almost a movie. Mm-hmm. But then his movies are almost TV in this sort of case.
That's
like funny. he kind of flexes a bit in the action and stuff because he got to make New York. But yeah, like all the sets, like shot, reverse shot, lighting is just like pretty standard TV stuff.
Yeah,
it's a little disappointing if I'm honest. But yeah, the pacing is good.
It does a good job of setting them up, though.
Setting that up.
Yeah.
And also, like, saving civilians and, like,
yeah,
reaction shots, Raimi movie style, and Shazam style. Yeah. Like, into that one.
After that was Iron Man 3.
Ugh. I don't remember it well enough, but the fact that I don't remember it is probably...
Speaks to the fact. Yeah, that's just a bunch of people that can grow their legs.
That is definitely a Marvel canon film. You gotta watch it for the canon, because it's the most important, even though it changes literally nothing.
Gwyneth Paltrow into sports bro, that's like the only reason to watch it.
Exactly.
That was like the big joke after that movie came out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd probably get me to buy some of her goop, but...
Yeah. After that was Thor the Dark World, which, in my opinion, was even worse than Iron Man 3.
I don't remember that one either.
Yeah.
I don't think Iron Man 3 is real bad. I got Shane Black does like mental illness is really like legitimately wrong. And I feel like that I can't really get behind that.
It wasn't good. I don't know. But Thor the Dark World, just the whole film, I was like not invested at all. I didn't care. I was kind of rooting for the Dark Elves actually by the end. And then Captain America, the Winter Soldier, redeems after the first.
Oh yeah. Last two. Yeah, incredible. I think.
It was really good. It was very well done. I love that scene with Nick Fury, too, when they try to blast open his car.
Yeah.
He's got, like, the insane
that
car.
Was a lot better than the Whedon sort of action scenes where he just has to, like, waltz up to, like, a thing and shoot it.
Yeah. No, I like a lot better, yeah, the fact that he's got, like, a car.
I also like the fight scene in the elevator.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. I really love the first, like, ship scene as well.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Like, they did, like, a really, like, awesome, like, well-shot stuff in it. Like, they did, like, something called, like, the Impossible Run, which I found out, where they have, like, actors, like, dressed as Captain America, like, stuck in, like, places where the camera can't see them.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as one guy just runs, the next guy runs just as fast, so that way you can just be full sprinting.
Yeah.
Because if Captain America can do one thing, he didn't skip leg day.
Sprint, that's right.
On his trailer's joke, which I guess is fine to steal before everything happened with its leader.
Yeah, well, I mean, that does an important role, too. Like, that's a big turning
It definitely
point
sets up, like, the S.H.I.E.L.D. corruption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Guardians of the Galaxy.
Saw that way too late. Still love it.
Well done.
I like it.
Well done movie.
I love me some Chris Pratt.
Age of Ultron.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
It's
an interesting...
It's, like, the exact... It's good. Is it at the exact middle of the canon? Because that makes sense. It's the exact middle of like
close.
The MCU.
Yeah, I don't know if it's exact.
Yeah, it's kind of overreached a bit, but yeah, you know, it's like that's like the main enough quality. That was the.
It's got its ups and downs.
I think I like it. It's only I wax and wane on like whatever like it in the first Avengers because I have my gripes with the first Avengers.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and I fluctuate on the reps of the one because I think it did a lot of stuff really well. And, like, the setup is, like, legitimately important for the rest
of
the
place.
Well,
it is important because, we need Vision.
And Claw.
And Claw is important. And
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Quicksilver was good for a bit.
Quicksilver got killed, yeah. But Scarlet... So, like, yeah, the problem was is it had a lot of important characters introduced, but it just didn't do a great job at, like, making it a good story. It's like, yeah, you have to know what happens in that movie to, like, understand half of the people now. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I get what's happening, but...
Yeah.
But the story itself was just, like...
in the not that great of a movie.
Right. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It wasn't well done. In some
Speaking parts. Of middle of the franchise, I think it's time for a part two of this episode. Because you guys didn't get one the week we're recording this. So,
that's true.
Feel a little bit bad about that. Yeah.
Part two.
So yeah, come back next time. Important stuff going on. Listener support, definitely important.
Yeah.
David's like having a show Into the Woods.
That's right. May 3rd. Friday. That's Friday.
And then Matt definitely has more homework.
Yeah.
So yeah, which I can relate to.
That's applied economics and statistics. So if you want to come watch me do that, it's thrilling.
Yeah.
It really makes for a great Tuesday evening.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's every Tuesday.
Repeat with me, everyone. We
are
a gift from God. God bless you, boys, at the club next week.
Yeah.